Good evening, everyone. Tonight, our learning is sponsored by Eddie Arbisfeld in memory of his father, Moshe Chaim ben Avram, Zichron Lebracha, and by Arthur and Betty Kay, in memory of Arthur's brother, Yeshayo ben Zev HaKohen, Zichron Lebracha. This week, we start a new Shaila of the Week, and I think our Shaila of the Week is actually going to be a Shaila of 2 weeks, so it will take us through this week and the next. And it is the question of what to do for Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos when Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday. Of course, that is a relevant question this year. We'll be observing Tisha B'Av on a Sunday this year. The 9th of Av technically falls out on Shabbos. It's what we call Tisha B'Av Nidcha. We push off the fast until Sunday. So what do we do about Havdalah in that scenario? The problem is quite obvious. Ordinarily speaking, we do when we recite Havdalah, we recite what we call Havdalah Alakos, where we have a cup of wine, a cup of grape juice, perhaps some Chamar Medina. So during the 9 days, we have some kind of beverage that we use for Havdalah. And of course, on Tisha B'Av, we cannot drink that beverage. So what exactly do we do? So there are four different suggestions in the Rishonim as to what exactly should be done about Havdalah. We'll explore those over the course of this week. We'll take one per night, and we'll explore the four different options. And we'll go sequentially, starting with the Bahag tonight, and you'll see what we'll move through over the course of the week. And then next week, we'll talk about some of the ancillary brachos that occur with Havdalah. What do we do about brachos aner, borei ma'orei ha'esh? What about besamim and the like? We'll talk about some of those issues next week. So tonight, we start with the suggestion of the Bahag. It's in Hilchos Brachos. It's quoted by the Ramban in Torah Sa'odom, by the Tur, in Orach Chaim Siman Tav Kuf Nun Vav, who suggests that perhaps we should recite Havdalah on Shabbos itself. Recite Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon before the fast begins. Now, how can you recite Havdalah on Shabbos itself? It's based on Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, which quotes Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos, which says Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, Rabbi Yoshi Amasli Shal Motzai Shabbos Be'Shabbos. Rav, these are great Amoraim. Rav would recite the prayers of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. In other words, he would accept Shabbos early, and he would recite the Shabbos prayers early on Friday afternoon. And by contrast, Rabbi Yoshia used to recite the prayers of Motzei Shabbos, i.e. Havdalah, on Shabbos itself. And indeed, the halacha is you can do that. In Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Reish Tzadi Gimel Sif Gimel, Shulchan Aruch says you can do that with three qualifications. Number one, he says you should only do it in a case of ones or a case where there's dvar mitzvah. You know that at the very end of Shabbos you're going to be rushing out. You won't be able to recite Havdalah because you know you have an urgent Hatzalah call or something like that. So that is a scenario where you can make Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon itself rather than waiting until Motzai Shabbos. But otherwise, you should try to wait until after Shabbos. Or sometimes you have the opposite scenario. Let's say you have a scenario. This used to come up frequently when I was in Einstein. Where Rachmana Letzlan, let's say somebody loses a loved one over the course of Shabbos. So there's a halacha called aninus, or more technically, misha meso mutalafanav, which means that in those scenarios, you don't do any mitzvos. Until the burial, you don't make brachos, you don't daven, you don't do any of that. However, according to the way we paskin, those halachos are suspended over the course of Shabbos itself. It only kicks in after Shabbos. So you'd be davening, you'd daven mincha the way you ordinarily would, but the moment Shabbos ends, that's when those halachos snap into place, and you wouldn't be able to recite Havdalah. So some posts can maintain that in that scenario, one should recite Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon in order to be able to make Havdalah, because once Shabbos ends, you're no longer able to. Many other posts don't require that. But that's another scenario where there would be tzorech mitzvah. He quotes two other obvious qualifications. He says, number one, you're not going to do the berachas aner, you're not going to do borei ma'orei ha'esh if you're making Havdalah on Shabbos, because that would involve an Isur Malacha, you'd be lighting a flame. And similarly, he says, even if you make Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon, that doesn't create a heter to do Malacha. That doesn't mean you're allowed to do Malacha right away. Obviously, you have to wait until Shabbos is formally over before you are able to do Malacha. But you've just fulfilled your obligation to recite Havdalah. So perhaps, in a scenario, like the one that we're going to have in a few weeks' time, when we have Motzai Shabbos that's going to lead right into Tisha B'Av, maybe it would be a good opportunity for us to recite Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon. It's an anus case, as the Shulchan Aruch describes. It's not because we want to. It's only because we won't be able to have the Borei Pri HaGafen once Tisha B'Av starts. So maybe it's a good opportunity to do that. However, the Bahag rejects this suggestion. He says, even if you'd make Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon, you still wouldn't circumvent the problem. Why? He says, the moment you make Havdalah, it's true that you fulfilled your obligation of Havdalah, but you know what else you've done? He says, the moment you made Havdalah, you've accepted the fast as well. The fast kicks in. He bases this on a Gemara in Erevin on Daf Mem on Beis. The Gemara there considers the question of, why don't we make Kiddush on Yom Kippur? Again, it's a bit of a strange question. Kiddush on Yom Kippur. It's quite obvious why we don't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur. You can't make a Bor Pri HaGafen and drink on Yom HaKippurim. But the Gemara considers several possibilities, one of which is, perhaps you should just make the Kiddush during the day. We just said that you could say the Tfilos of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. Perhaps you could say the Tfilos of Yom Kippur on Erev Yom Kippur. Just make the Kiddush on Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara says it's not going to work, because the moment you make a Sheikh Yanu, the moment you introduce, you're making this Kiddush on Yom HaKippurim, what have you done? Effectively, you have accepted upon yourself the fast of Yom Kippur, so it's not really going to help you. Now, in theory, one could have made a distinction between that case of Yom Kippur, where you're making a Sheikh Yanu on Yom Kippur itself, and the bracha of Havdalah, which is really focused on Shabbos rather than Tisha B'Av itself, but the Bahag equates the two, and he suggests that the moment that you recite Havdalah, even if you recite it on Shabbos afternoon, you'd be accepting the fast upon yourself. So you wouldn't be able to drink the wine of Havdalah, and you'd have a separate problem, because you've accepted upon yourself a fast on Shabbos, you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos, so there are all sorts of other problems that may arise as well. So in the end, we reject this option. We will not be reciting Havdalah on Shabbos itself. And the next suggestion that appears in the Rishonim is perhaps we should recite Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. Now again, that leads you directly into this problem that we were just discussing. Motzei Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. So how can we get around that problem? We'll, Be'ez Hashem, discuss tomorrow.